Next up, we've got Hein.
Watch out, there's a grand parade. Can't you hear the drums? Watch out, there's a grand parade. Don't you hear how the brass hums? You'd better be home before nightfall.
I'm a superficial man. I'm just going to get this out of the way. I latch on to things, and if something new sort of catches my ear, I get real excited about it. So I had never heard Hein before, and I thought he sounded like Lou Reed. And it was like, do I love you, Lou Reed? Yes, I do. So I like the Velvet Underground Lou Reed. I like the New York later Lou Reed. I like all flavors of Lou Reed. And I thought this song had a, you know, kind of Velvet Underground sort of vibe to it, like that happy 60s poppy music that you heard a little bit. So I really liked this because it caught my ear on my first listen. And so I was really excited to hear this just because I like the idea that a songwriter can pick a style and absolutely nail it. And so I'm always impressed when that happens. And that may have colored my overall liking of this song. Like, if there were things that were superficially bad about it, I didn't notice them. I was just marveling that it sounded like Lou Reed and instantly jealous of Hein. So that's where I am. I'm voting for that song, and those are my reasons.
You like all flavors of Lou Reed, huh?
Okay, not the Metal Machine music flavor of Lou Reed. I admit.
I was about to say, I was like, I have a couple of albums I would love to talk to you about. have you heard him in Metallica?
Oh, God, no. I don't think I want to.
Oh, it's an adventure that everyone should partake at least once. Just to hear Metallica and Lou Reed scream, "I am the table." Or a song called Junior Dad, which is the album closer. It's an experience for everyone. And this was an experience hearing this kind of parade-y sound, kind of jokey, right behind Lou Reed. I have found Hein songs that I've enjoyed in the past. This is not one of them. I couldn't get behind it. I'm sorry. It didn't gel. The vocals and the music didn't gel for me.
Yeah, me too. I thought it was sort of jokey and sort of stilted. I thought it was kind of fine as songs go, but didn't really appeal to me. Not sure whether or not it's legit jokey, though, because I think maybe because English isn't his first language, I'm guessing. So I'm not sure if...
I think it might be.
Really? Okay.
I believe he's foreign, but I believe that he is a full English speaker.
Okay, that's fine. I have no idea. I was just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt because I don't think the jokes land the way they should if they were jokey jokes. But of course, you know, we're doing these reviews without listening to the song after hearing them over the past few days and not being able to memorize all the lyrics. And God help me, I'm not going to go and look them up now. So sorry, but yeah. Jokey, stilted, fine.